Top senators from President Joe Biden's Democratic Party warned Tuesday that the U.S. relationship with Brazil would be at risk if President Jair Bolsonaro does not respect democratic norms in October 2022 elections. The far-right leader, one of the leading international allies of Donald Trump, has warned that Brazil could see scenes reminiscent of the January 6th mob violence in Washington by supporters of the former U.S. president's false claims of election fraud. In a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, four Democratic senators said that disruption in Brazil's democracy, quote, would jeopardize the very foundation of relations between the Western Hemisphere's two most populous nations. The senators voiced alarm at Bolsonaro's claims without evidence that the voting system is mired in fraud and his suggestions that he would not concede defeat. Chile's lower house of Congress on Tuesday approved a bill to decriminalize abortion within 14 weeks of pregnancy, a major step towards legalization of a procedure still only allowed in a handful of Latin American countries. The bill, submitted in 2018 by opposition MPs, seeks to change the existing law which allows elective abortion under certain circumstances. Activists say those legal abortions represent only about 3% of the thousands of secret terminations taking place in the country. Among other Latin American countries, abortion is only legal in Uruguay, Cuba, Argentina, January, and Guyana, as well as Mexico City and three Mexican states. It is banned in El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, and most other countries allow it only for medical reasons or in case of rape. Poland's President Andrzej Duda said on Tuesday he would request the extension of a state of emergency along Poland's border with Belarus for a further 60 days due to a surge in migration that Warsaw blames on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko,